This morning, for the day of the baptism of our Lord, our text will be both our gospel lesson, which recounts that event, and the epistle lesson, Romans 6, 1 through 11. In the name of Jesus, amen. Who is God? Different people will answer that question in many different ways. One common answer you'll often hear is that God is the creator. This has led many well-meaning people to conclude that God is most fundamentally creator, that he is most defined by his act of creation. The following logic is that since God is creator, and that most religions worship a creator God, that all religions worship the same creator God. Each religion is seen as merely a different pathway that leads to the same deity, or a different way in which the created, that being us, relates to their creator. But is this true? Is God most fundamentally creator? And is our relationship with God most fully defined by the relationship between creature and creator? To answer this question, I want you to think about the lessons you just heard read, and about the Apostles' Creed, which you all just confessed with your lips. I invite all of you to repeat with me the first line of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Certainly, as we just confessed, God is the maker, creator of all things. But before we confess God as the Creator, we confess him as the Father. I believe in God the Father Almighty. God was Father before he ever became the Creator. Think back to the first chapter in Genesis. What does the Bible tell us? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." At the very beginning, who was there with God the Father? The Spirit was there, and the Word, who is Jesus Christ. God is not most fundamentally creator, but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In our gospel text today, what do we see? How does God reveal himself at the beginning of Jesus' saving ministry? At the beginning of this turning point in salvation history? We hear the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And we see the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. At Jesus' baptism, God reveals himself as the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are all created by God. He is our creator, and all mankind are his creatures. But God is not just creator. In his very being, God is Father. And because God is Father, just like any father, he does not wish to be surrounded by his creatures. No, he desires to be with his children. The Apostle Paul tells us, "In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. Even before creating us, God chose to adopt us as his children." How can this be? How can mere creatures become children of God? How can we, who struggle to believe in God as a creator, believe in a God who would be our Father? How can we, who fail to meet our families, our teachers, or bosses' expectations, meet the expectations of God? How can we, who are nothing but fleeting ashes, born dead in our trespasses, be children of the living God? How can we, who are sinners, become children of a holy God? We who are dead in sin, who dropped stillborn from our mother's wombs, how can we become God's children? We've already heard the answer. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ. It is through the work of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son, that God adopts us as children. And we see the beginning of his work of salvation, the beginning of God's work of adoption in our text today. When Jesus came to John to be baptized, John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" As you heard a couple weeks ago, John's baptism was for the forgiveness of sins. John knows that Jesus is the sinless Son of God and does not need forgiveness of sins. So why is Jesus coming to be baptized? John tells us. Or Jesus tells John why he must be baptized. "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." What is the work that Jesus does to make us children of God? At his baptism, Jesus became the sin bearer. It is the first time he took the sins of the world, which he would carry with him to the cross. When Jesus descended into the River Jordan, life himself descended into the water. And when the faithful servant of the Father emerged, he was not cleaned by the waters, but dirtied by the sins of the world. Jesus' march to the cross had begun. Jesus was fulfilling the Father's will. He began the work to secure our adoption that he would complete at the cross when he was baptized. In your baptisms, you have been baptized into Christ and adopted by God as children. Hear the words of the apostle in Romans. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? In baptism, we are united with Christ, the Son of God. Life himself, who entered the waters of baptism and emerged to die on the cross for the sins of the world. When we are baptized, we are filled with sin and death as we enter the water. Christ took upon himself the punishment that we deserved for our sins and gave to us his victory over sin, death, and the devil." Like the Apostle Paul says, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." How can we sinners be children of God? Because we have been baptized into Christ. The day that we were baptized, God's loving will to adopt you as children was accomplished. You are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. It is as Paul says in Galatians, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." When God looks upon you, he does not see your sin, but instead, he sees his own beloved Son. You no longer relate to God as creature to creator, but as children to Father. And God affords you all the benefits that are given to a children on account of Christ and what He has done for you and for the identity that you have received in your baptisms. You have been brought into the household of God, His holy church. You have been given the family name. You are now called Christian. You may pray to God as a father and know that He is graciously listening. And God proclaims to the world over you, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And you will inherit what belongs to Jesus, resurrection and eternal life. Blessed are those who have been baptized into Christ. Blessed are we who have been made children of God. Amen.